USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court will let the Trump administration enforce its new asylum rules that say people seeking asylum need to do so in a third country. That would block most immigrants from Central and South America from seeking asylum at the southern border of the United States. Here's correspondent Wendy King.
Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissented from the High Court's order. Sotomayor said the ruling upends long-standing practices regarding refugees who seek shelter from persecution.
The National Hurricane Center says a storm system southeast of the Bahamas has a 70% chance of forming into a tropical depression or a tropical storm over the next 5 days. It's expected to move towards Florida. There are two other systems that could also develop into cyclones in the Atlantic. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
President Trump's expected to make a decision on gun control measures this week, and later today he's to be briefed on ideas for gun reform that are endorsed by members of Congress. He said yesterday he is working with senators who are pushing for strong background checks. Meanwhile, another retailer is asking customers not to bring guns into their stores. Florida-based Publix asking that only law enforcement officials openly carry firearms in Publix locations. The supermarket chain has over 1,200 stores across the southeastern U.S., including in some states where open carry is legal. 10 Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for tonight's debate in Houston. Among them, former Vice President Joe Biden will take center stage. He'll have Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren on either side. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
One of the last remaining survivors of the attack on Pearl Harbor has died. Lauren Bruner passed away this week in California at the age of 98. Bruner was a fire controlman third class on the USS Arizona when Pearl Harbor was attacked by Japan on December 7, 1941, and was one of the last people to leave that sinking battleship. Philanthropist billionaire T. Boone Pickens has also passed away. Pickens died yesterday at the age of 91. Forever 21 refuting a claim that it's filing for bankruptcy. It says it's not planning to file on Sunday, as some reports have claimed. A newly discovered audio tape from back in 1969 shows that the Beatles were planning a follow-up to Abbey Road. The tape was recorded at Apple Records a couple of weeks before the release of that final album, and it features a conversation between Lennon, McCartney, and Harrison about who should write songs for their next album. A Beatles historian says the tape revises the band's history, showing they didn't plan on Abbey Road to be their last album, and that John Lennon did not, in fact, want to break up the band. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.